Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
A lot has happened in New York State this week. We'll start with the latest, this flavored e-cigarette ban, and this whole issue of vaping has now been shut down temporarily by a New York judge.
The ban on flavored vaping products was due to start today, Friday, but a state appellate court put a hold on that yesterday, saying that they want to first see what a trial court will decide when it comes to a preliminary injunction against the new rules that the industry is seeking. So for now, flavored vaping products will still be available. The vaping industry has said it would devastate store owners who provide vaping products, and they argue that it's executive overreach because it was done by executive order by the governor, not by the legislature.
We saw federal and state lawmakers standing in Amsterdam after an NTSB report came out, and this has to do with the horrific crash that killed 20 in Schoharie.
Yeah, and the NTSB finally came out with the report, and a lot of the focus was on seatbelts and the need for the federal government to actually pass laws requiring that every limousine meet certain design standards, including lap and shoulder belts that are noticeable. And they say the state should pass legislation requiring passengers to wear seat belts in limos. Since the accident, there was a lot of talk about taking action. It was one of the worst accidents in state history, but really very little has happened since then.
Well, since then, Chris Collins has resigned.
Chris Collins, the congressman from the Buffalo area, one of the first Trump supporters. He had been indicted on federal charges for insider trading. He denied, called it fake news, said the media was out to get him, that justice was out to get him. Lo and behold, he resigned his seat and pled guilty to insider trading charges, as did his son. So he's looking at prison. Ironically, it's a very solid Republican district. So with Collins now out of the way, it looks like the Republicans will easily retain that seat. The Democrats came close. Collins won last year. While under indictment, he still ran for re-election, and he only beat the Democrat by about 1,000 votes. But Republicans are more confident now that he's resigned the seat and won't seek re-election, that they can easily hold it.
Another judge tossed a lawsuit against salt. This is a loss for Governor Cuomo, for New York and the blue states. And salt is, of course, the state and local tax deductions that were not allowed in the federal plan.
Right. Under the federal tax plan, they got rid of, they didn't get rid of, but they severely capped the deduction on state and local taxes. The governor said it was an economic missile shot at the blue states that went against Donald Trump, designed to pay for tax cuts in other states. Federal judge, though, ruled that, nope, it was legal that the state, which New York, Maryland, Connecticut, and New Jersey all sued, but they lost, and they said that Congress has the right to enact such laws.
We're waiting to see if they'll appeal. Carbon pricing report.
Yeah, the New York State Independent Systems Operator put out a long-awaited report on carbon pricing, and basically they're calling on the governor and the legislature to approve some kind of carbon pricing plan to help meet their aggressive goals that they set for a move toward renewable energy by 2050. So they put out a report. They said without carbon pricing, consumers would be paying for the goal through higher costs for renewable energy or zero emission credits. They also said that it would be very helpful for nuclear power to be part of the push for renewables, since it is zero emissions.
Ken Lovett joining us on a Friday to wrap up the news from New York State. As always, we appreciate your extensive knowledge.
Anytime. Be well.